Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul, mouthed, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome once again to the Brad Westmar Show. We are glad to be along with you today. And we will start off tonight's show with something scary. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Angry Todd before this show began as he was going through all of the server problems that we were allegedly having here at the Jackalope Radio Studios. Here is Angry Todd.
I call because my site goes to molasses every Wednesday. I get hate mail. I got people mad they can't access the site, and I can't access my FTP. I'm sitting here in the studio trying to download files from the FTP. It's not even a big file. I mean, we're talking a small file here. And I can't even download a 9 meg file. It just spins and spins, calculating the time required to copy files. It's just ridiculous. I know it's not your fault. I know you just work there. But I'm tired of calling every Wednesday. There's a problem on Wednesdays. It's not on my end. It's definitely not me. It's got to do with my server. I'm really tired of being told it's my end. I'm tired of being treated like I'm an idiot. I'm tired of going through the steps of the check this, check this, check this. It's the same thing every week, man. If it wasn't the same thing, I'd have to say maybe you're right. But it's definitely the same thing. It's on Sundays. It's on Wednesdays. Someone bogs down the server every week. And now I cannot download the files I need. I'm sitting here waiting to record a show for my network, and I can't do it. Because I've been waiting to download a file now for about 12 minutes.
Wait for it.
Are you still there? So I know I told you to just endure, and I'm sorry for that. But if it was you, I think you'd be the same way.
I'll tell you what, Todd Sheets. I still have to tell you the same thing that I told you when I got Magic Matt on the phone. I said, I'm not really sure he's actually talking to anybody. He may just be putting on a show for me.
Oh, no.
You sure?
Let me tell you, my freaking headache is proof that I was talking to somebody every Wednesday. I talk to somebody.
Oh, Todd, we worry about you. The important thing is that we can have a full show tonight because they finally got it going. Or something like that, I think. So bear with me here. I got it. Matt, how are you?
Doing all right. How about you?
I am doing very, very well. And
I'm a Christian person.
That guy there was going off and going off on that guy. So we must apologize for last week. If you saw the website at bradwestmar.com, I put a little note on there that said that this is the very first time in 7 years of Pretend Radio that I have just plain not put out some kind of product. And we're going to blame part of it on Todd and his situation with the haunted house. And then the other part of it is just me being lazy because I didn't want to do a best of, and I just didn't want to go outside the box to record. So we took an extra week off. It didn't sound like anybody was jumping from any ledges or anything like that. So we appreciate your patience, and we're back in full swing now. And also to put on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, I have I'm very excited about one little thing that we're going to kind of start throwing into the mix of these weekly shows, and I don't want to give it away But I think it's something that you will like. So
give it away now.
I hate that song. But thank you. Matt, where should we start this week? There's so many things to talk about in the news, in life.
Should we just get the election stuff over with?
We probably,
are we even going to touch it?
We probably should. You know, it's funny. I had a great speech that I wanted to give about how I used to have on my personal Facebook page a little note under politics. What are your political views? And it used to say, I think politics, I don't remember what it said now. I think politics are destroying our country. What do you think about that? And I don't want to go into it, but it's pretty clear that our country is divided. And it's not just divided between Obama and Romney or Republicans and Democrats. It's just like, it's like us against them. And it's like, we're within our, it's like another civil war is about to start. I feel like sometimes after an election, you know, it's frustrating, you know?
Yeah. You get the feeling every time, and it's what I get a kick out of is these parties bashed each other, whether it's the candidates or supporters on one side or the other. They'll bash each other for like a year and a half, and then the election's over, and then they're, let's just all work together.
Yeah.
Let's all work together now.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so we're just supposed to forget like the last 18 months of mudslinging and name calling and everything else, and we're just going to work together.
Yeah.
It's just the whole system's asinine.
It is. It's tough. And when you really get right down to brass tacks in a situation like this in politics, and I don't pretend to know that much about politics, which is why we don't talk about it here. We make fun of everybody here, okay? But yes, we're an equal opportunity to make fun of others or whatever you want to say. But
I'm following you.
What's that?
I'm following you.
You're good. With me. Good. Thanks, dog. Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks, yo.
No problem, bro.
Don't you start. You want to play right now? Hey.
I don't have my list.
What? What's that?
I don't have my bro list.
Oh, that's too.
I do not want to do that.
Are you sure you don't want to? Let me just throw one out at you. One that I came up with early. A guy that was in the World Series. Pablo Sandoval. Wait a minute.
Sandoval?
Thank you. Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Thank you.
That's not as good as the one I texted you a few days ago when I called you Bro versus the Volcano.
That was good. Bro versus the Volcano was good. But let's be honest, the best one ever. The best one ever, Scott Brocious.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which is actually his real name. Sorry.
He gets to sign that, which is cool.
Which is cool. That's true. All right, we'll stop right there. But what I was going to say was, let's be honest, how many people who are going, yay, we won, or really, I mean, to be fair for both sides, ooh, we lost. First of all, what's this we stuff? Okay, that bothers me, okay? And secondly, how many of those people that are saying, yay, we won, or boo-hoo, we lost, have any idea what they're talking about?
A very, very small percentage.
I think if you were to put 10 random people in the room, you'd be lucky to find two of them that have any clue what politics really are and what it's all about.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, no matter which side you're on, too, after last night or the election this year, you see a Democratic president, Democratic Senate, Republican House. You're like, all right. Well, then I know what's the point of even getting worked up, because you know nothing's going to get accomplished.
Exactly right. We're going to be probably in the same spot we are 4 years later. You know, four years later, and that's nothing against Obama. It's the way of. It's just a mess. I just don't even.
Yeah.
I would love if we just got rid of political parties, but then you'd still have, you know, and let's just have three good candidates. But as you know, nobody gets elected to office without money backing them. And when there's money backing you, then you have commitments. And so these people, we're not really electing them to take care of the stuff that we want there. But there is, unfortunately, that line between liberals and conservatives. And I got to stop. Let me tell you this. Let's have some fun, okay? Because you know the media, they're known to be a little bit liberal. And if you didn't notice it last night and also this morning, they were kind of giddy here, okay, after the election. And I got to tell you, our local newscast on KNBC was retardedly giddy this morning.
Oh.
And also last night, apparently Diane Sawyer started to hit the sauce pretty early yesterday.
I read about that.
Yes.
I didn't see it, but I read about
it. If you haven't seen it, I will tell you, everybody, this. You have to Google it and find the video, because the video has some good little things that you're not going to catch on this audio that I'm about to attempt to play for you over the air. The audio is pretty good, but the video going with it, especially with George Snuffleupagus, who is sitting next to her during most of this, just he's seemingly in awe of just he seemed perplexed. And so there's a lot of, and just Diane Sawyer's hand motions and stuff go with this very well. So hopefully the audio will at least give you an idea. Here is Diane Sawyer celebrating Obama's victory early.
I want to have can we
turn this up a little bit? Can we do that? Because it's going to be hard to hear. Thank you, Todd. Hang on one second here.
Minnesota, we're ready to project Minnesota right now, and again another state.
Can you guys hear that?
Raised a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether it was in play, well, tonight we know that President Barack Obama has won Minnesota.
They had hoped to get there. They spent some money there in the final week of the campaign.
Now something happened there. That was not that. I had an entire 2-minute clip here earlier today while I was supposed to be. Oops. Commercial time while I was supposed to be working. Let me see if I can find the entire 2-minute clip here, because it was fabulous. Let me see here.
Would you like a refill, Diane?
I'll tell you. And the thing, okay, and here's the thing, okay? They try to say, bear with me as I'm trying to load this one. I'm not sure how long this video is here, if it'll actually work or if I've got the right plug-in. You just never know about this stuff. Tell me something. When you're tired, what are the conditions of your voice? You know what I'm saying? When I'm tired, I just don't talk. And if I do talk, and I know that I'm on the air being seen by millions of people or being heard on the air by tens of people, I will do everything I can to sound and appear perfectly normal. You know? But when you're drunk, you lose the ability to be able to do that, because you are... your mind and your body are just not working together in sync. This is why I think Diane Sawyer really was drunk. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
She sounds like it.
Yeah, and that was nothing right there. Like that right there was nothing compared to the entire 2-minute clip that I now, of course, can't freaking find here. Bear with me. I got one more spot here. We're going to see if this is it right here. Here's a video of Diane Sawyer slurring her speech last night. Here we go. I think it's coming. Here we go. Let's see here. Here we go. Oh, this is only 34 seconds long, too. Never mind. Never mind. Maybe during the break. I had it earlier, and then I lost it, and then... Okay, but I'm telling you, you got to look it up. There's an entire 2.5-minute clip that is fabulous on that. Todd, how you doing? Doing okay?
I'm doing fantastic.
Let me do one more thing. We're going to try this here. Okay. Diane Sawyer. While I'm checking this out here, I want to take you back.
Take me back.
I'm going to take you back, homie. I'm taking you back to something that I know you remember, and I know Josh Hadley remembers, which, by the way, I did hear that his son had to go into emergency surgery. I believe he was in a car accident about a month ago. And so we do wish him the best, and I hope everything is going okay with him. And I know you're going to remember this, but I don't know about Matt. Matt is young. He's very young compared to us. Do you remember?
Yes, I am.
Let's see if you remember this. Todd, you
I'm
ready?
Waiting.
Are you
I'm
ready?
Waiting.
Get seatbelt on.
This.
Here we go.
Hardware Wars, a spectacle light years ahead of its time. Starring Fluke Starbucker, intergalactic boy wonder. Augie Ben Doggy, venerable member of the Red Eye Knights. Princess Android, interstellar damsel in distress. Ham Salad, ace mercenary pilot and intergalactic wise guy. Darth Nader, villain. See incredible celestial battles ablaze with death-dealing weaponry.
Got like... toaster shooting toast in space.
What is this?
It's Hardware Wars, man.
Enjoy mirth-filled moments with the amusing antics of Space Drones 4Q2 and Artie Deco.
Artie Deco, where are you? At last, where have you been? Secret mission? What plan? What are you talking about? This is madness. Wait a minute, where are you going?
I have not had the chance to watch it, but if you want to go to YouTube and search it, all 13 minutes of Hardware Wars is available on YouTube. Now, tell me what you remember about it, Todd, and what you give us a quick overview.
I thought it was great as a kid.
I did too.
That came out, and I just laughed and had a good time with it, and was very pleased. And then now they've put out the special edition DVD. I think even Blu-ray is available on that.
Have they really?
It's a Super 8 film. It's pretty crazy.
It's pretty funny. It's a good parody of Star Wars, and it came out during Star Wars. I mean, as Star Wars was gaining momentum and popularity,
the
whole thing. And I remember first seeing it. I think it was on HBO or Showtime or something like that. And so you can definitely watch the entire thing on YouTube. And my favorite part about it was the princess. Was it princess? What did they call her? Princess? I don't remember what they called her now. Areola or something. They call it. But she had cinnamon rolls on the side of her head that looked like Princess Leia's little. What do you want to call them? Her hairdo.
Hair buns.
Hair buns. Yeah. But they're like two giant cinnamon rolls on her head. It's hilarious. You do have to check it out when you get time. But so the cool thing about playing that worked out well. Gave me a chance to go to YouTube and find all 2.5 minutes of Diane Sawyer tanked. Let's see here. Here we go. Hopefully. Come on, baby. Load up.
I want to give you a sense, though, of our election headquarters here.
I'm pretty much full blast.
Okay.
Now, almost half of the voting for senior advisor David Axelrod worked in the White House. And we know that the governor also has Lucky Milkshake. We've been spending a lot of time with these two candidates. And we're really up close and personal, David. And of course, it's been long work days for people out west as they head in, some of them tugging their children along. But we have a projection to make without our music. We need our music. Many of you are tweeting us, and I love precision tweeting, precision social media. Let's go back over to our headquarters and Katie Kirk. That's right, and she has run so hard so long with so much money that we remind everyone how many people around the world die, literally die, for the right to do what we have all done today. And we are being watched around the globe tonight. As we said earlier, countries from Mexico to Britain, from India to Brazil. China is watching every move. How many people have they designated
George Stephanopoulos
to watch everything happening in this country tonight? And we got a wonderful tweet on why tonight matters, because somebody says, my grandparents made sure I would always be free because the whole world is watching. I still remember the woman who went out and she was in labor and she went to the polls and then she went to the hospital. That is the degree of dedication out there to get to these polls, a kind of civics lesson. I do think it's always interesting to imagine being in each of those rooms right now and feeling the mood of the room, see if we can see it, see if we can hear it. I have a question I wanted to ask, by the way.
She's just gone. I swear.
Thanks, there.
Put an exclamation point after forward. It was just forward, and then it had
these two guys with headsets just trying to understand what the hell she's saying.
That was the right message for them.
This is very.
And at the end of the day, as we're talking tonight, as these states start to come in, we may again be talking about the President Obama get out the vote machine. Are projecting the battleground state of Ohio for President Barack Obama, which means you are looking at the President of the United States.
Okay, so
barely control herself.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Did you agree with me? I mean, when you're tired, Todd, you've been tired a lot. Okay, and you've done shows when you're very tired. Okay, do you sound like that when you're tired?
No,
I didn't think so. No. So there you have it. Okay, we're going to move on now. I just wanted to make sure I played the whole. Hopefully you could hear that. I was trying to give Todd the signal of, are we getting any levels on this? Because if we're not,
That's called editing. I'll fix it.
Okay.
You're so sorry.
You are.
Whoa.
Will you forget to fix it or will you fix it?
I'll fix it.
Love you, man.
And now all this people are going, what are they talking about?
What are they
about?
Talking about? Sounded fantastic. Sounded fantastic. I tried not to talk over it too much there. So, okay. So, let's see. We've done Hardware Wars. We've talked about the election. We've talked about Diane Sawyer being drunk. I've been wondering to myself, now, you know what? Let's move forward to this. The Podcast Awards. You guys remember here that we were working hard to get our show nominated for the Podcast Awards. And, you know.
Just an honor.
Just an honor to not be selected. Yeah, to be nominated. Yeah. But it was an honor to have you folks out there try to get us on there. And I don't know exactly how the whole thing works. I know that there's a guy, and there's always a guy. Okay, there's always a guy who's like, look at me, I made these, this is all about me, I make the podcast awards, you know, so there's always that guy, okay? And then you look at the podcast awards, and it's a very perplexing set of podcasts that have been nominated for these categories. And first of all, Night Watch, a very popular show. I don't pretend to know the truth about the numbers around here, but I do know that Todd has been doing this now for the for 7+ years. Correct? The show.
Yeah,
2005.
Before 2005, because remember I did the shows before that, because at 2005 I was doing the Dennis show, the tribute show. So,
okay,
and that's when he passed away.
Okay, so you been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's got a great niche market, okay? We just do this thing because we just do this thing, okay? So that part I get. And I'm not disappointed at all. Don't get me wrong. But I do want our listening audience to know what kind of stiff competition we were up against for the Podcast Awards. You can check out the nominees at podcastawards.com. And where to start with this? Well, here's some of the confusing parts, Matt. Because under the sports category and a couple of other categories, there are ESPN podcasts.
Yes.
Now, I get that, but those are so professionally produced. I'm wondering, really? I mean, this is what you intended to have on this list is ESPN-type podcasts? I didn't quite understand that. But
Yeah, I listened to one of them, and they've been talking about him on every episode, the Podcast Awards. Their fantasy focus football one. So
see, and so that's one side of the thing that I thought was kind of interesting. But we admit we're not necessarily a sports show. We're just sports goofs, and we do talk about sports on occasion.
And when you let us.
Exactly. When I let us. Exactly. And isn't that right, Todd? Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to, yeah. So I would like you to know what we were up against. This is a comedy show. I'm gonna play a clip from a comedy show from a guy named Daniel J. Lewis, okay? And this, ladies and gentlemen, was a piece of our competition in the comedy category for the Podcast Awards. Now, I want you to know, I realize those of you that used to listen to the old show, we used to do a segment called Your Podcast Sucks, and we would berate horrible podcasts. And I'm telling you right now, 6 or 7 years ago, there was a lot of bad podcasts out there. Well, there are still a lot of bad podcasts out there. Okay, we just don't do that segment right now, but it was very popular when we did it. But I'm not making fun. I just want you to know what kind of competition this hilarious Brad Westmar show was up against. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel J. Lewis's comedy show. It's a clean comedy show, by the way. It's called The Ramen Noodle.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we are from cleancomedypodcast.com, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flava your da.
What was that?
I don't know.
I can translate.
Well, I know what he said. I don't know why he said it that way.
What is the translation?
Flavor your day.
Okay, good. I was hoping she wouldn't translate it oddly. That's something else. But we have been providing bacon to vegetarians since 2007.
What?
Very proudly, yes. tofu bacon. That is, since that's all vegetarians can eat, that's all they can eat is tofu bacon. That's according to someone in our chat room. That's a Carrie said tofu bacon.
Tofu bacon pancakes.
Take some tofu and you
bacon. Make it into a pancake.
Bacon with tofu. Oh yeah.
So, funny. Wow. See, you guys are laughing. It's funny. You guys are funny. It gets better. By the way, never mind. Okay, we're just. I'm trying not to. Remember, almost 2 years ago, Brad 2.0. Be nice, Brad. Be nice.
Come on, Brad 2.0.
Brad,
come on.
Be nice. I want to take
you're
this,
in there.
This show. Here's the thing about this clean comedy show. Okay, this award nominated comedy show. Clean comedy show. The only clean comedy show that's been awarded or been nominated on podcastawards.com. Okay. I think this show is missing the boat because that clip right there was funny in all the places they didn't know they were funny. And I believe this next clip is going to be the same way. Now, you just let the clip do the talking. Okay. Here we go, folks. Clip number two from the ramen noodle.
Well, I've been visiting the dentist so much that I think they're starting to refer to me as their professional patient. And I'm a gagger. When they stick that thing in my mouth to x-ray me,
you tell a joke without fail.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were a gagger.
So I warn them each time so that they'll be quick about it and I'll, you know, die there at the dentist. And the lady, though, that's handled this quite frequently has said something like, wow, Daniel, you're really getting good at this.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks. Really don't like coming in this often.
Oh, Daniel. Daniel. One more time in case you missed the punchline.
Well, I've been visiting the dentist so much that I think they're starting to refer to me as their professional patient. And I'm a gagger. When they stick that thing in my mouth to x-ray me...
You tell a joke.
See. Yeah.
We need a sound effect guy.
Yeah.
Should I just be the sound effect guy?
You could do that. You could be Fred. You could be... You know, like Howard Stern had Fred. I think Fred always did all the sound effects. You could be Fred. No, I'm sorry. That? Fred was the one clicking all these noises and stuff. You know, but...
Well, yeah. Yeah. It kind of takes all the fun out of it. You don't need a sound effect guy when you've got an iPad or whatever it is.
That's true. I get the laptop right now. But so there you go. Okay, look, Daniel J. Lewis, I got to tell you something, too. I've got a fantastic video of him, okay? Because this guy, we'll come back to Daniel J. Lewis. Here's another one.
Thing at a time.
Yeah, this is another comedy show. Again, another show that I don't know. I mean, is it funny? Is it not funny? I think the parts that are funny, they might not know are funny. This one's called My Brother, and Me. Apparently, three brothers. Okay. Help me here. Three brothers. Who do we know? Three brothers. Yeah, I can't think of any. Anyway, any brothers that are famous that are three of them, like, they're probably not really
like
brothers.
Baldwin's.
There you go. The Baldwin brothers. There you go. Because like the Statler brothers weren't really brothers. You know?
They
so
were?
No. No, and their name wasn't Statler either. But different story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
See? Yeah. How was that again? Wow. No.
Wow.
Don't
wowie
do it. No, don't do it. My brother, and me. Comedy nominated podcast award.
Welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show for the modern era where we're about to find out what's in the box.
What's in this box? I got a box and now I'm opening it and I want to know what's inside.
Griffin, what's in the box?
I'm using my car keys and it's not good. Let's take guesses what's in the box. Is it an exciting product from Extreme Restraints?
A dead fish.
Nope, because I'm afraid of my penis. I'm afraid of what it might do one day.
Your penis is a dead fish?
Man, you're taking people on a sonic journey with these box cutting noises.
This is like that thing at Kosai where you put the headphones on and sat in the dark room and listened to the people walk through the haunted house.
This is like Radio Lab, but instead of talking about emotional science, I'm opening up. Oh, it's a high definition webcam. That's not interesting.
One of the bad things about using Amazon Prime for all your purchasing is that every once in a while you'll excitedly open a Downy ball. That's something I learned today when I excitedly opened a package to find that I had ordered a triple pack of the Downy ball.
Let's play most humiliating thing that you bought on Amazon just so you wouldn't have to go to the store. Justin, I'm assuming your answer is Downy ball.
No, for me, the answer is a 40-pound bag of cat litter.
See? That guy is funny, and I don't think he knows it. And honestly, listening to that guy speak reminds me of my tweet today. You guys may have heard there's been a big change in my business. You know my business. Something like can't find my. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
I
got
to get in the right spot. You know, it's it.
Hello.
You know,
it's your drug dealer.
By the way, you might want to bring that V back down again over there. Thank you. So, could we probably just blew him out of the water? That's probably. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. Big change. As you know, Colorado, Washington, now legalizing marijuana for recreational use. So, this show will continue once I move to Colorado. Just want you to know. But you know, it brings up a whole new ball of wax. By the way, it's taking my business into the tank. They want a piece of my money, and that's a different story. But we got new things on the rise, let me tell you. We do.
We do?
We do. No, not us. My business.
Oh. Yeah,
you know, the business. We got because we got to replace the money. The marijuana, you know, the...
Hello.
We got to...
It's your
they want a piece of my pie.
Drug dealer.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah. Now you're with me. So, but really, it brings in another question. Side note. How do they handle drug testing now at work if marijuana is legal? Okay? So you can't smoke weed at work just the same way you can't drink at work, but what if you still have it in your system from the night before? You know? What if you bought a bunch of cat litter on Amazon and you got high and you totally forgot about it? And then you go to work with the cat litter and you're still high, but you smoked it yesterday. And then they do a drug test, and they say, pee in the cup, and it comes out positive. What will happen? You see what I'm saying?
It's a valid question.
I think so. And I think Todd thinks so, too, because he's got that smoker laugh. So, now, did you turn it down even, did you turn it down too far? Are you sure?
I turned it down right, man.
Are you sure? All right. I believe you. So that was my brother, and me. Now, here's the problem. The problem with people like Daniel J. Lewis. And there's another guy out there, and I'm kind of starting to go places that I shouldn't go. I don't mean to go on down the Bradley Trammell Road, which you may learn about Bradley Trammell down the road yourself there, ladies and gentlemen. But there's another guy named Cliff Ravenscraft, who has coined himself as the podcast answer man. He knows everything about podcasting there is to know. The problem is he goes on to his own podcast about podcasting. So he does a podcast about podcasting and talks about himself all the time during the podcast about podcasting. And it's very strange. And Daniel J. Lewis, I'm not sure who did it first, because Daniel J. Lewis also does a podcast called The Audacity to Podcast. See, so Daniel J. Lewis isn't just a clean comedy guy. He's also a podcast expert. So he not only has a comedy podcast, but he also has a podcast about podcasting.
Thank you for joining me for The Audacity.
Oops, bear with me here. Sorry about that. One more time.
Thank you for joining me.
Oh, damn it. Mouse is having a problem here. Your mouse sucks, Todd.
Thank you for joining me for The Audacity to
Podcast. Your dead mice suck. The live ones are okay.
Thank you for joining me for The Audacity to Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and this is a how-to podcast about podcasting and using Audacity. It's where I give you the guts and teach you the tools to podcast with passion, organization, and dialogue. And this episode is sponsored in part by GoToMeeting with HD Faces. More on that in a couple minutes. The Podcast Awards slate of finalists has been announced, and I am so honored by the hard work that you and so many people have put into nominating all of these podcasts, including several here from Noodle Mix Network. In the Podcast Awards, we have, very, very surprisingly to me, the Ramen Noodle made it into the comedy finalists,
and The Ramen Noodle is the only clean comedy podcast among those finalists. Then also in the awards, under entertainment, Once Podcast is in there. I'm very happy about that. And under technology, The Audacity to Podcast. This show made it in again. So that's second year that The Audacity to Podcast has been nominated or been in the finalists for the nominations. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for nominating my podcast, our podcast here on Noodle Mix Network, and for nominating all of the other podcasts that you listen to. I hope that some of the ones you listen to have made it into the finalists and you can start voting for them on November 1st through 15th.
See, these people are podcast insane. And, you know, no offense to Josh Hadley, who has three or four shows himself, but, you know, in my opinion, generally, it's a good idea to focus on one thing and do that one thing pretty well. But these people are crazy. And so this guy's not done. That's right. The Audacity to Podcast also nominated. And this podcast, apparently about a TV show, also nominated. Here's a quick 20-second clip with the same characters that are on the Ramen Noodle. So
welcome back to another episode of Once Podcast, the podcast about ABC's TV show Once Upon a Time. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
We are so happy to be discussing this episode. I would think I see a lot of people describing the second episode of season two, We Are Both, as the best episode so far, even better than the premiere.
I didn't know. What is that show, first of all?
How many? It's like a modern take on like the fairy tale stuff. Stacy watches it.
Were you just about to say what I think you were just about to say before you said that for me? You were about to say how many, and you were just about to say something.
I was going to say how many people did those guys know that they got nominated?
I don't understand. I mean,
they had to have written some sort of a program that just does it automatically.
Robot votes or something. Look, I don't understand it at all. I really do not. And like I said, I don't know. I don't even know what to say because I'm not, like I said, I'm not jealous. I'm not envious because we have not exactly gone to great lengths to make this show any more popular than it is. You know what I mean?
We don't spend any time on this show.
It's true. Thank you.
So what you get is what we whip together like 10 minutes before we start.
True.
Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Are you saying that might be part of our problem?
It's probably part of our problem. But
welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe people have preferences, different prep. Maybe we're barking up the wrong tree. I don't know. I got to stop.
Maybe it's because they have a podcast about a TV show that's currently on airing right now, and we talk about TV shows that are like over 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't know. That could be.
Welcome to our 24 podcast where we talk about the TV program 24.
That's the only one, because this one, at least this one's current, you know?
Well, yeah, we're current now.
Well, finally. But, that's true.
But it took us like a year to get there.
That's true.
Because we had to talk about it on the show and then go, No. Nobody talked to us. Nobody else talked to us about it because we're on season 3, episode 4.
I know. We were up against stiff competition. No doubt we were up against stiff competition. One more time before the break here.
Well, I've been visiting the dentist so much that I think they're starting to refer to me as their professional patient. And I'm a gagger. When they stick that thing in my mouth to x-ray me.
You tell a joke without fail.
Go. I'll be damned.
I love the canned laughter.
I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Matt's going to give us a BFF update. He's also going to tell me how he's managed to teach his daughters how to tell time, because I have no idea how you do it. And I've also got, speaking of TV shows, current TV show with a new season coming up that Matt's going to tell us all about, and I'm actually going to throw in a few cents as well. I think that's what's coming up. Keep it right here. We will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show. In this tough economic climate, our elected officials want to increase taxes. Many of us would like to protest by staging a tea party. But the recession has forced us to scale back and instead show our disgust with a tea bag. Yes, it's time to tea bag your congressman. Whether it's in D.C. or in your state capital, politicians need to be gently slapped in the face with reality. And what better way than with a tea bag? Hold them down. Droop a tea bag in their eye sockets. Rest one on their chin. Rub one all over their foreheads or drop a tea bag right into their mouths. Be sure to take photos and post them on the internet. They'll soon get the message that Americans are fed up with high taxes. So show your patriotism and teabag your congressman today.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show.
Why are you ending the show?
It
says stop it. Turn that off.
It says manual even. God. Golly.
Oh, Todd.
That was Todd.
Dude.
It's not funny at all. Todd?
It's as funny as the guy from the we just had to listen to.
What are you? Come on. You're not making.
Welcome back to another episode of the Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
We're trying to be nice, Todd.
I'm not going to be nice. It's ridiculous.
Todd, you shouldn't say bad things about this guy.
Gay.
Shame on you.
Todd,
shame on you, Todd. I told you you shouldn't take that. I knew you were going to do something with that gay thing.
Dog.
Shame on you, toddler sheets. Now. Real quick, before we get this update on fantasy football, how do you teach a little kid to tell time? The biggest problem for me, echo please, the biggest problem for me is trying to teach her on anything that's not a digital clock, okay? Because, or that doesn't at least have numbers on the freaking clock. Because we got a giant clock in our living room, and guess what? It's all Roman numerals. So, how do you begin to explain minutes and seconds? I mean, I guess you just have to start off easy with the big hand and start to teach her, you know, how do you do it?
Well, honestly, they just figure it out.
Okay.
Good. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Okay.
If they're 4 or 5 years old, this is all they need to know how to tell time. It's when we say, let's go.
Right.
It's time to go.
It's true.
When's your show start? In a couple minutes.
Right. When the big hand gets here, we've been kind of working on that. You know, kind of helps, you know.
That's about all you can do.
Yeah. Okay, good. Want to make sure my kid wasn't retarded. Very well.
No, she's safe.
Okay, thank God. She's safe. All right.
She's an evil genius.
Believe me, she is. Yes. So I saw the email in my inbox on my way to the studio, but I did not have a look-see. I thought I would wait and get the bad news from you on the show, Magic Matt. Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. Tell us what's been going on the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'm all caught up now on the scoring.
Okay.
It's been a pretty high scoring last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I think at this, I'm going to call it early. In the spirit of the elections last night, I'm going to call it early after week 9 and say you might want to get your size to Brandon for your next pretend championship t-shirt.
Me or Todd?
You.
Really? Even
you
with
are
the Chiefs?
Cruising.
Really? Okay, good. Good, good.
You
tell
are
me
cruising.
Tell me why. How'd this happen? Because I've been feeling. I mean, look, I texted you a couple of weeks ago when Titus Young had a great day, a couple of TDs, and I'm like, F Titus Young. Even the, you know, the retarded squirrel gets the nut every once in a while, you know? So how did this happen?
Well, you know, you had the injured Brian Williams.
Yes.
That helps a lot. That's 5 points every week. And then John Skelton. You know, you got injury points from him before. Well, now he's back, which is almost better for you
because he sucks.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
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 So you're doing your team's real consistent. Like Titus Young, he had 100 yards a couple weeks back, but he only had 20 last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, you've been right at the top of the list every week.
Okay. Okay.
And right now you're like 22 points, no, 24 points ahead of the second place team, which is Brandon.
Oh, it's Brandon. My goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, Brandon, Jeeves, Todd, and myself are all within 6 points of each other.
Wow. It's a tight race there.
Yeah. So, and then Brian is, he's 10 points behind me. So he's not really out of it yet. The race for second.
Wow.
But that's all it is right now. It's a race for second.
God. It kind of turns me on knowing Brandon's going to owe me 2 t-shirts before this is all over with.
I know.
Wow.
You're going to have to clear some space in your pretend dresser for your pretend t-shirts.
And I need two designs. Okay. I don't want any of this. Oh, here's two t-shirts for the last. No, I need to have the year. I need back to back on this second one. I need back to back on the back of it. He said back to back. Back to back Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Champion. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I dig it. Now, on the other side of things, Matt, I hear that you've been having some trouble. And just for a couple minutes, if you'd like to, would you like to lay down on the couch, please?
I would. I'd appreciate it.
Go right ahead. Have a seat here. I am Dr. Westmar at your service. Please tell me what's been troubling you.
Well, it's fantasy football.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of having a rough year.
The real fantasy football, right?
Real fantasy football.
Okay.
And I'm usually pretty good at it, but I've had a lot of bad luck this year. So it's kind of like starting to bum me out, and I'm starting to wonder whether I should take the Brad Westmar road and maybe retire from fantasy football. I might maybe do my Sunday psyche some good to take a little bit of a break, but I can't. But here's my problem. I can't. I'd like to. I really would. My brother quit a few years ago. He's never been happier.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I know you're happy once you quit, but I'm in so deep.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think that's like the mob.
Well,
I don't think I can get out.
Yeah. Look, the first step in recovery is to admitting you have a problem. Okay.
I do.
You have a problem. You know, you have a problem. Okay. So I think the best place for you to go is to fantasy football rehab. It's probably the best thing to do. Can you imagine if there was something like that?
There might not be. Too far down the road, there might be something like that.
But
it's not too far-fetched.
The next question I have for you, and as you know, I do bill by the five-minute period, so we'll make this quick. How's your wife doing this year?
What's that?
In fantasy football. How is Miss Stacy doing this year in fantasy
football? Well, thankfully, she's not playing.
Oh, she's not playing this year.
No.
Well, that's the problem.
Well, it is.
Yes. Isn't she a wonderful fantasy football player?
She's very good. We had a neighborhood league 2 years, and she won it 1 year and then got second place the next.
She's a good luck charm. She's not playing. Or maybe that's the whole thing. Your wife has quit. Why can't you quit for the family? Why do you have to keep going to that when you know that you don't need it? You have a wonderful family. Your wife quit the stuff. Why can't you quit the stuff, Matt?
It takes me to such a dark place, too.
It apparently does.
Every Sunday, if things aren't going well. Like last weekend, for example.
Yes.
Guess who had to play against Doug Martin and his 250 yards and four touchdowns?
That was you. And
me.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
This is the bipolar aspect of fantasy football.
Yes.
I pulled out the two-point victory on Monday night.
Okay.
So I'm back on board. I don't want to quit anymore.
But it's like gambling.
It's such a tease.
Yes, it is.
I'll have a bad couple weeks and I think, okay, I'm really going to get out of it this year.
Yeah.
Then I win two in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no, I'm back. Yeah. I'm back. It was just a bad little run of luck.
I've been there before too. You know, I had the same problem. It took me to a terrible place. I had to quit before my life got spiraled out of control. And you know, I mean, it's just, in fact, I think I even played, did I have a child? I think I did have a child. I was trying to find other ways to channel the difficulties of having a new child in a new person in our life. And I tried to dive into other things, and I realized this was just not a good place for me to be. I know you can do it. You think about it, and you get back to me. Time's up. I got to move on. Every time you hear the bell, $160 in my pocket. Thank you very much. I'm sure I didn't help, but I do encourage you to quit. Seriously, just stop.
I wish I could. My problem is my main league.
Yes.
It's a keeper league with a bunch of longtime friends, and that's really the only time I talk to some of them.
Yeah. Hey, look, brother, you're the only reason that I'm here with you right now, doing this show. It's all because of you. It's all because of you. By the way.
I promised myself I wasn't going to cry.
I just called you brother. And the reason that go ahead and cry, please. Yeah. The reason that I called you brother is I have another, just one more important one that I have to mention, because I know this guy, he's a happy bro right now. He's a very, very happy bro. Vice President Bro Biden. Very, very happy right now. Probably drunk himself. So.
Yes. Never quit.
That's right. So.
You're not drunk if you never quit drinking.
That's exactly right. Precisely. And by the way, seriously, got to find out how these marijuana laws work in Colorado, because you know I go out there in January. When does it start? Does anybody know? Does anybody know? Because I'm seriously, I'm ready for a joint. Really?
You know,
really.
Speaking of Colorado, you probably got a buddy out there that's going to think about doing that just to get over the election, huh?
Well, yes, I do. And I'm trying not to mention him by name because I don't want to single him out. And here's the irony of it all, okay? I would just say this. Lots of friends in Colorado, great people. Colorado, generally a liberal state, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, they just passed a marijuana law, okay? Everybody that I know out there is hardcore conservative. So it's kind of weird, you know?
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. But I haven't touched marijuana in years. I'm just telling you, I haven't touched marijuana in years, but hey, you know,
now it's legal.
You know, why?
What the heck, huh? Yeah.
Never did that much for me in the first place, but hey, now that I'm 41 years old and have a 4-year-old daughter, why not try it?
Might want to reexamine it.
Why not? You know, we'll see. Buy myself some cat litter online. But so let's move right into something that you just brought to my attention yesterday. And I got to tell you, I took my time and I did go ahead and start watching some of this. Please, please tell us about your latest find. How do you have the time to find all these shows and watch them? Please tell us.
Oh, man. Yes. Preppers. Disaster prepper. What is it? American
Preppers? Doomsday Preppers.
Doomsday Preppers. Yeah. That's what it's called. I thought it was just Preppers. And then I saw it right as I was leaving the house yesterday. And after I'd watched like 4 episodes of it, I didn't come to work yesterday till like 11:30 because they were showing a little mini marathon of Doomsday Preppers on Nat Geo.
Yeah.
And my gosh, it is glorious.
And the new season starts this next week, I do believe. And
oh, man.
I've got to tell you, you've obviously seen more than I have, so I'm going to tell you what I have seen so far. But before we do talk about this, I think we should turn to my left, because as you know, I need to turn to my left to talk to this guy. We should turn to my left, and we should ask Todd, Doomsday Preppers, any knowledge of the show?
No.
No. Okay, good. Then you should probably listen in, because this is pretty much your show in a nutshell. Okay?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
That's horrible to prep for Doomsday.
Well,
I know Todd knows somebody.
Oh, I guarantee.
He has to know somebody that's a prepper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Foil hats, the whole nine yards. But the first episode that I saw, which I'm sure you did see too, was the old man who basically thought that a nuclear war was about to come, that we were going to all be wiped out. He had built the underground school buses, underground cavern with the school buses, if I recall correctly.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, this is an older man. He was a little bit kooky. And then the second part of that episode, God, what else did they have? There was the guy that thought for sure we were going to run out of the oil reserves, then that we were going to, so he's preserving as much oil as he can, but then of course they're trying to protect themselves and worried about, here's the thing. Okay. And then I started watching another episode this morning of this guy who believes that it could be possible. Radioactivity, I believe, is what it was. He's afraid that we are going to be wiped out with radioactive, I don't know, whatever. Maybe it was a partial nuclear explosion. He's worried. I don't know. But here's the best part. Did you see this one? This is the guy that had his two boys involved. And, I just saw this morning. They took him out. They're like, okay, we're getting ourselves ready for bugging out here. We got to, of course, the family does test runs, you know, so that they know in case of an emergency, how fast can we pack up, load up the caravan, and head out to our space. And this guy had bought metal containers, the actual shipping containers for overseas. And I know all about those.
Hello.
And he bought these and had these set up basically into homes for them to go to get away from the radioactive material and to also protect themselves from people wanting to get into their place. And I don't remember it all. I've seen so many weird things here the last 24 hours watching this show. I can't keep track of it all. But this is the best part. And he said, you know where I'm going, which I'm glad, because he's here with his kids. They've got guns. The kids know how to shoot. And when I say kids, we're talking 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. A couple of boys, okay? And they're out there shooting, doing some target practice. He's got a couple of balloons out there, a green balloon and a red balloon. The red balloon's a bad guy. Shoot the red balloon. They shoot the red balloon. They're shooting. And at one point, the guy decides it was a good idea to let his gun backfire, and he shot off his thumb. Well,
oh, I know.
Yes.
And yes. This guy looks like, he doesn't look like your typical survivalist type guy.
No.
He looks like a guy you'd see at a country club playing golf.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. Now, Some of these people do look goofy, but of the four or five stories that I saw on this show, they all look normal, but the first guy that I saw, who was an older dude with a long beard and a funny hat, but this guy shot his... Are you doing something? Is that you, Matt? Are you playing with yourself? Or is that you, Todd? Who is that making noise? Was that you, Matt? It was you, Matt. It was you. No? Not again. Stop. Stop. So anyway, this guy, his gun backfires, shoots him in the thumb, and he is bleeding all over the place. And as they go to break, he starts to pass out. And they're like, and they got his thumb wrapped up. Thank God they had paramedics there to help him, which made a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy starts to pass out, and they're like, Dave. And he's like passing out as they go to break. They're like, get the kids out of here. And the paramedics told everybody on the video, he said, I thought he was going to lose his thumb. And he did lose part of his thumb, and he showed a picture, awfully graphic.
Oh, man. Looked like the tip of his thumb and his thumbnail.
Yep.
And then you could see his knuckle, and then it looked like somebody just put a ground-up hamburger in between the two of them.
Yeah, remember that? I don't know if you ever seen the graphic picture of what supposedly was Kurt Cobain's head after he shot himself. That's what it looked like, only smaller. It was on his hand, and like a little thumb, little thumbnail hanging up. So he says now he's very proud of it, though, it seems. He's got, what do you call him, a midget digit now.
Midget digit.
Little midget digit thumb now on his hand, and I don't remember if I kept the rest of the episode or not, or if I deleted it this morning. Because they're like, I don't know that I'm going to have time to watch this show. But what a freaky show. You've obviously seen other episodes. What else struck you off the top of your head that you've seen on this show, Doomsday Preppers?
Well, there was another guy in New York City. And his big fear was that volcanic eruptions were going to engulf the city in ash. And
they would,
could suffocate. It was the big black dude.
Yes.
And so he was getting knife training from this former Israeli special ops guy. So as part of his knife training, he arranged for this special ops guy to sneak into his apartment and with a knife, rubber knife, and pretend like he was going to attack his family. So he's walking down the hall with his two kids that have got to be like ages 2 and 3.
Oh, my.
And in walks this guy, and he turns on his kids and goes, run, run. And then he proceeds to get into this fake fight with this guy in the hallway of his apartment.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, you are scarring your kids for life.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That was one. And then there was another guy that his poor wife, every time they interviewed her, she like started crying because he was spending all of his money on prepper gear. And they quit going on vacations. Now they're like little fun family outings where taking the metal detector out to try to find gold. Because money will do you no good once the economy collapses.
Oh, man.
And they're sleeping in the basement under his furniture shop. And his wife refuses to go down there with him as one of their little training runs.
Oh, sad.
And this poor woman's like, we used to go on to Disney World. But now, we went to this Indiana Zoo or wherever it was, and we ended up just like taking the metal detectors out, and feels like, but at least we got to go to the zoo.
Oh my God,
I felt so bad for her.
That's too bad, and as I'm watching this show, I got to admit, at moments during this show, now that guy's a little crazy. I mean, there's a couple of those stories there you just said that's a little wacky. The stuff that I actually saw, at times I'm like, well, okay. You know, it's like, if you think about it, it's like, okay, well, if something did happen, then they got some preparation. And the first guy that I saw, the old dude, he was trying to make a place for everybody who hasn't been exposed to the nuclear explosion. So he wasn't just doing it for his family, and he was passing it on to his grandkids so that his grandkids were telling them how to do it, and they were going to bring everybody in from the entire country. So it wasn't, and they were in Canada, actually. They were worried more about some of the flow making its way to Canada, on the southern tip of Canada. So I guess my point watching that was, well, the guy's doing a nice thing. I mean, if something happened, he's trying to help the world. He's not necessarily just thinking about his family. You know, he's like, oh, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. Here, I've done this. And so a part of me is like, okay, you know, that's nice of you. It might not happen, but that's nice of you. But then you see guys like this guy with the knives and breaking into his house on purpose and, you know, destroying your family and everything else. That's kooky, man.
I know. I always feel bad for the kids in those because the kids are like, it's like, oh, quick, put on your gas mask. And then these kids have no friends.
Oh, yeah.
Who's gonna go sleep over at so-and-so's house where they've got a school bus buried in the backyard?
It's true. And you know, too, I love these kinds of shows because it always gives me the opportunity to tell my wife, see, you could have it worse right there. I'm not so bad. Look at that cuckoo. You know? It's true.
That's a little perspective for you.
Yeah, my life. You know, yep. But I got to tell you, I'm probably not going to be able to watch this show anymore because there's so much to watch. I mean, between Person of Interest, Keeping My Interest, and then, you know, some of the other shows that I watch, I still want to get back to Walking Dead so I can get caught up there. You know,
seriously, I just got to stop you right there.
Okay.
You have got to catch up.
All right.
Like now.
All right, good, because I would really like to watch Walking Dead. I'm kind of missing it, because Person of Interest I like, but it's not like Walking Dead or 24 or something like that. Yes, Todd Sheets?
I have to give a plug to my buddy Lou Temple, who is now a regular on Walking Dead.
Lou Temple!
Yeah.
Lou Temple?
Yeah, he is
the
now.
The Lou Temple?
He's on Walking Dead now.
What's he on Walking Dead?
Who's Lou Temple?
He's the red-haired guy with the handlebar mustache. One of the convicts who we didn't know was going to be there or not. Now he's a regular.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing it. You posted that on Facebook at one point.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
Very cool. Very nice, Lou.
Very good.
Now, you got any good Lou Temple stories for us, Todd?
Well, Lou came to town beginning of September there just to hang out with me. It was pretty nice. He hadn't seen me since before, you know, we'd hung out a little bit before the hospital thing, and he hadn't seen me since. So he came here just because I'd gotten out of the hospital and he wanted to celebrate.
Well, very
He's
nice.
He's a really cool guy.
Very nice.
That's cool.
Very well. Walking Dead. I promise you I'll get back into it. I promise you. I do.
Yeah, and plus, don't waste any time.
We see it gets worse too, because Finding Bigfoot's coming back on next week. So
that show is terrible, dude.
I know it. I can't stop. Look. You
that nothing ever happens.
I know that. You in fantasy football, okay, you have that problem, and I can't stop watching the train wreck that is Finding Bigfoot. I mean, here's the thing. Here's the sad part. I watch this show, and I know I'm not going to see anything, and yet I got to tell you, call me cuckoo, I still kind of think there might be Bigfoots out there.
Hey, did you see the video from earlier this week?
Uh-uh.
That somebody posted a video online of they're taking a picture of something they thought was a black bear, kind of through some trees.
Uh-huh.
Then the thing just stands up.
Really?
Really creepy. You got to look for it. It's really creepy. And then they just take off running.
Okay. I will send you the video that I was telling you about during the break about a certain person. And then you, well, if I can't find it, you're going to have to help me find that video.
I'll find it for you.
Okay. And here's one more final note on Bigfoot that I want to mention. Here's the thing. Here's my theory. Call me cuckoo, okay? But if Bigfoot's not real, it's the biggest hoax in the universe, okay? And here's why I say that. There's a hell of a lot of people out there faking a hell of a lot of videos and blurry pictures. Now, I agree. How come you can never get one in focus? How come it's always blurry? How come we never found any bones? Blah, blah. Okay, I can't explain all that for sure, okay? But I'm just telling you that there's a hell of a lot of faked videos out there and a hell of a lot of fake pictures. I mean, if you go back and look at the Patterson footage, you know, the famous Patterson footage, you know what footage I'm talking about there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You go back and look at that, you could give an argument either way, okay? Because that Bigfoot had boobs. Okay, why go through the trouble of giving a Bigfoot boobs if you're faking it? Why would you do that? I don't know. kind of weird. But you can look at that and say, okay, it's fake. Okay, what about the 9 bajillion other ones that have been done? I think Todd even believes in Bigfoot. Yeah, see, he's nodding his head. My wife thinks I'm a little goofy. But just telling you, you'll believe when you see yours for the first time, Magic Matt. Telling you.
My first Bigfoot.
Look, if you go online, there's this thing online where it will documented sightings of Bigfoots. And there have actually been Bigfoot sightings in your area, allegedly. In the
really?
Yes. And I wish I could find that site. And it was years ago. But
like in Raiders Acres?
Exactly. Exactly. No, wait, Stone Park.
Of course. I don't know where else would they be?
Exactly. I don't get it. I don't know. Hey, Matt, do you have three things?
I do have three things. You ready?
Yes, please.
Number one, thanks to computer problems, Todd's working hard toward heart attack number two.
Yes, he is.
Number two, thanks to some of the nominees for the podcast awards, I've never felt so good about our show.
Very good, yes.
And number three was going to be, hey, Mrs. Westbar, it could be worse. But then you started talking about Bigfoot, so never mind.
I know, I'm an idiot. Thank you, Magic Matt. Thank you, Daniel J. Lewis.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast.
Yes. Todd Sheets, always a pleasure. Thanks for getting things fixed. I hope this show doesn't sound like crap. I'm sure it's going to sound great. I'm sure you're going to fix all the problems. We love you. Love you. And glad you're not doing the haunted house anymore. Yeah, Magic Matt. Again, I'll thank you again. Thank you for being here, because it's because of you that I'm here. Well, you and the busy guy and all the other guys on Twitter that like the show and maybe that.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, like Polish
guy. I missed you last week when we were out trick-or-treating.
Did you?
I did.
We should have done a show That's what we should have done.
Live show trick-or-treating.
We could have done
Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. Now, you need to get an iPhone. We can do Skype to Skype and have Todd in here in studio next time.
Next time Halloween lands on a show day, that's what we're going to do.
Good idea. See, that's why you're the brains of the operation, and I'm the guy that believes in Bigfoot. Yes, sir. I'm Brad Westmar saying thank you for joining us, and thank you for not nominating us for the podcast awards. And we'll talk to you next week. Good night.